to the Pulse of Spokane. Join us for the latest in news, views, and conversation with community leaders. The Pulse of Spokane is brought to you in part by Homes for You, Well-Dressed Walrus, and Spokane Firefighters Local 29. Now, put your finger on the Pulse of Spokane. Creative Music Learning Center, we are dedicated to your learning no matter where you are on your journey. Whether you are a beginner, a casual player, or need some brushing up on technique, we are here for you. When you begin lessons with us, our teachers take the time to understand what kind of learner you are and how we can help you further your knowledge, offering a variety of instruments including piano, guitar, voice, violin, and more. We are here and ready to get started with you.
The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com.
Think of North Idaho Events as your business development advisor. We produce events of all kinds, trade shows, themed expos, fundraisers, corporate workshops, and more. We will discover the most appropriate event that your company can most opportunistically shine. We provide the platform to feature local businesses in front of a high quantity of their ideal customer. Share your story with April Howard over a cup of coffee so she can most appropriately guide you and your business into new heights and create a most mutually beneficial relationship.
Welcome, and I'm looking forward to this because this segment's going to talk about a place called Home, which is an original play written for the Hutton Settlement and the Civic Theater. And I feel very fortunate that we have the playwright and the director, and it's Tim Rarick?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, all right.
However, you didn't get the title right.
Okay.
It's A Place to Call Home.
A Place to Call Home. See what happens when you get the playwright as well as the director? You get corrected, okay? Tim, thank you. Next is Tom MacArthur, and Tom, I've known you for a long time, but I've never seen you in robe. Because you're going to be the judge in this program, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Oh, well, that would be a first. You know me that well. And Michael Schmidt?
Schmidt, yep.
Okay. And you are?
I'm playing Gus Paulson.
Gus Paulson. Is that the Paulson of Spokane?
Yes.
Infamy here, if you will, and so forth? All right, great. Let's give a little history to this. This all comes on the fact that 2019 is the centennial of Hutton Settlement. That's really, how many organizations and things in Spokane can you go back to that are still in existence today doing a great job for 100 years? Mm-hmm. I remember its first year, okay? People accuse me of being that old, okay? Tim, you got the call, you got the invite to write the story. I don't know how long ago that was, probably, a year and a half ago?
Actually a little more than that. Almost
really?
2 years ago is when I first had a conversation with Chud
okay.
about it.
Right.
And it took me a while to come to grips with whether I could do it or not.
Right, right.
So, year and a half is pretty accurate.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that you learned an awful lot about the history and the founding of the Hutton Settlement through this process, didn't you?
Yes, but I also had written a play about May Hutton back in 1985.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And so you knew some starting
yes.
off. Yes.
It was one of the reasons I decided to do it is it seemed to me like since I had the research done
right.
already, that if somebody else were to do it, they'd have to
start from scratch. Yeah.
So. Because I worked with May Hutton and wrote a musical in conjunction with Tom Cooper, a musical called May, Even though that was quite a ways back, I still had a lot of that information at my fingertips.
Right. Yeah. Right. Oh, how wonderful. That's kind of fun. What was the one thing in the research for that play and for this that kind of surprised you?
Oh, wow. We decided with the Hutton Settlement that this play was going to be about Al.
Okay.
Levi.
Yes.
Everybody calls Al in the play.
Okay. Is that what he went by?
Yes, he preferred that. With his friends, that was what he was called. Okay. And why he didn't really respond to Levi, he only used that in his business situations. And in fact, very seldom used that name. He went by L.W. Hutton.
Wow, didn't realize that. See, I learned something.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
What I was going to say was that when we decided to do this play, it was going to be about Levi, Al Hutton, and it wasn't going to be about May Hutton, because...
But you can't leave her out in terms of the start of...
She refuses to be left out.
No, yes.
She's pounding on the door to get in, and but the play starts with her funeral.
Yeah.
And so the question you asked about what was different was the focus, of course, is the tendency is to go right to May because she was such a dynamic character.
Yes.
But it was Al that, after her death, had to figure out what he was going to do in her life, in his life, without May.
Yes, yes.
And the Hutton Settlement, of course, became that
What a
lighthouse.
Tribute. What an absolutely beautiful tribute for 100 years.
Yes.
I mean, I just, having been out on the campus, we did some things this summer and so forth. Okay, moving from writing this to directing this and selecting actors and so forth, obviously you did not call me about Tom, because I could have filled you in. I've known Tom for a long time.
Yeah.
What went into that to depict Al, Levi, and all the others, to get the sense of what the folks were like 100 plus years ago?
What went into that?
Yeah, in selecting the actors.
Well, first of all, we did have some general auditions, like standard ones, but by and large, most of the people that came into this production came as a result of me meeting somewhere with them because they were referred to me by other people.
Sure.
It was that. And and of course, I had done a great deal of research, and so I knew the
character. You knew what you were looking for. Yeah, yes, absolutely. Michael, your role as the Paulson of the Paulson Building and everything else here in Spokane, what attracted you to that role?
Well, you know, I was asked to come in, you know, I was by one of Tim's friends to do...
Tim has friends?
He does.
Okay, good. He's
just one. and we did the a read-through back in May, and that's when I first got involved with it, and I was really interested from that point. Tim offered me the part of Gus Paulson. I had to learn a Danish accent.
Oh boy!
Which
did you do that on your own, or did you have someone help you? I'm curious how people do that.
I actually, you know, to be honest, I've gotten some
praise. Lie through your teeth.
I've gotten some praise for it, but I'm just reading the words the way Tim wrote it.
Okay.
So I've changed a few ands to oons, but it hasn't been that difficult, and I did do it on my own. Just in learning the character, and you know. You know, as the play's written, Al and Gus are best friends. You know, Gus is very supportive of Al. It's just been a treasure. Great character to work with, and the fact that it's Spokane history. You know, things that I never
that
really
was
knew.
An important part, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, it really was. It to be a part of telling history.
Yes.
Even though it's a play, but for the most part, you're relying on what really happened and interpreting that into a play. Tom, Judge, I've never seen you in that role, that's for sure. Is that isn't typecasting, is it?
I don't know. You have to ask the casting director.
Well, I'm going to let you think about that answer, because we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about what is it like and how many plays you've done in the past. And zero? Okay. That's interesting. Okay. We're going to have some fun with that probably. We'll be right back after this.
Well, this is Looms Day in Spokane. We got about 40 firefighters and their friends and family handing out 40,000 cups of water as the day goes by.
It's a very good opportunity to see the public and support them and help them out and cheer them on during Looms Day.
It's one of the best things about Spokane is that we have these major events and the whole community comes together not just to participate but to volunteer and show that they really care about our city and making our city look great.
This type of an event really is emblematic of Spokane because so many people get involved. We have 50,000 people probably running this race. Always has been a very huge event.
Right now we're at the corner of Broadway and Nettleton. It's the last water station before the finish, so people are pretty much dehydrated by the time they get to us. They really need our water.
The water stations are a vital part, especially on a warm day like today. It's real important that we have the volunteers to help with that. Without the volunteers, Looms Day wouldn't exist.
All up and down the course, there are people that are involved in this celebration. It really is a celebration of what Spokane's all about.
I'm Nikki Butler, and I'm a regional manager for STCU. My lunch buddy is Nicole.
I'm Brandy Schloss. I'm a regional manager at STCU. My lunch buddy is Angelina. She's grown up with me. I've grown up with her. To see her graduate will be a lot of fun.
Brandy and I have been lunch buddies since the girls were in second grade. It's great that STCU provides me with the opportunity to be part of Reach for the Future. We are committed to the children. We're committed to our community. I'm Nikki.
I'm Brandy.
And STCU is here for good.
This is River Ridge Frame Shop, called Frame It Today, where we can take your art, customize it, and get it ready to hang on the wall. Here at River Ridge Hardware, 2803 West Garland.
Well, welcome back. We're continuing the discussion of A Place to Call Home. Did I get that correct?
Yes, you did. Right on.
Playwright and director Tim. I was afraid to make the mistake twice, you know. He might cast me as a lawyer or something. You never know. Tom, I asked you before we went to break about your vast experience on stage, and you did this is your first play?
Yes, although you know my history in the idea of communication and sharing stories,
right.
That experience has been earned over the past 30 years.
Right.
Except I've always been speaking to a piece of glass that translated what I said.
Known as a camera.
Yeah,
yes.
Known as a camera to the audience. Now the audience is looking back.
Yeah.
And that part of this is going to be real.
Are you ready for the heckling?
Only if you're in the audience.
I'm excited again, as I said before, to see Hutton Settlement and the Civic Theater step up to do this, to tell the story. Number one, it's a play that can be repeated at some time in the future when it's appropriate, because it's been written and the script is there and so forth. I think of the thousands and hundreds of kids that have gone through the Hutton Settlement and benefited. I've had the pleasure of seeing, and we've interviewed a few. And I understand that a couple of them have been cast in the play.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard really remarkable feedback that they just are really into it. Tim, as director, how are they doing?
Well, they're doing great. It seemed like it would have been possible to do this play without having some of the Hutton kids in it.
It really brings it full circle, doesn't it, to have some of the current kids involved.
You know, they've got a lot going on in their lives besides this play.
Yes.
So they are taking roles that don't demand a tremendous amount of their time.
Okay.
But they enjoy coming to it. They enjoy getting on the stage, and they're the legit Hutton kids.
Yes.
And there's five of them, so that's nice.
And across the board, they're just the neatest kids.
Yeah.
They're just really sweet.
Now, Tom, coming up in another week or so, will be a special on KSPS-TV as well. And you told me a story about, a year and a half ago, out at Hutton Settlement looking for a cornerstone. Tell that story quickly, would you?
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating.
Before we started talking with you today, Tim and I were sharing stories of serendipity around this project.
Yes.
And one of them was a trip out to the settlement campus a year ago this past summer, when we knew there had been a cornerstone laid, but we didn't really know where it was.
Wow.
And the shrubbery had grown up, and it had kind of disappeared to the common eye. So Chad and Jesse and Scott McKinnon, a photographer at KSPS, and I go rooting through the bushes to look in the corners and see if we could find the cornerstone. And we find it on the corner of the auditorium building. Okay. And the date on the stone was the date we were there, with a 100-year difference in the year.
Wow.
And from
there... And there have been things like that all the way through.
All the way through.
You know, I mean, that's just a wonderful... Some other stories we may tell later at some point, right?
Sure. If you wonder if Mr. Hutton's hand is a part of this, there's no doubt in my mind.
There is no doubt. And what a tribute to his wife to do something like this and to set up a system that really helps. There still has to be some fundraising, but pretty well takes care of itself and the needs of the kids. And what I really enjoy, having learned a lot about the Hutton Settlement, is that once they turn 18 and they go off to college, it's not over. Hutton is still their family in so many ways, and that's important. Let's talk about the play. When's open night and all opening night and all that?
Well, there's the first night is Thursday night.
Okay.
That's just the day after tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's for the huddle. That's a private performance.
Okay.
But the first public performance is Friday night.
Okay.
And it runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee.
Yes.
And then jumps to the first day of November and closes on the 3rd.
What's the cost and where do people get tickets?
Well, I wish I could be absolutely...
It's $25.
It's $25.
Okay.
Yes, I just got the word there.
Yeah.
And
you know, like an attorney, you never ask a question if you don't know what the answer is going to be. And at the Civic Theater, the box office
at the Civic Theater.
Yeah, and that's the place to go, and easiest place to go, because they handle all the tickets for all the plays and so forth.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to seeing this, in spite of the judge, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
But more important, I think, is the telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just absolutely great. So again, get your tickets at the Civic Theater. It starts Friday night for the public, and it's $25 for all seats, and it will be well worth it. I think it would be a good thing to take your at least junior high and older, and maybe all your kids, to come see this and let them find out what Hutton Settlement does. Thanks for watching this segment. We'll be right back after this.
Creative Music Learning Center, we are dedicated to your learning no matter where you are on your journey. Whether you are a beginner, a casual player, or need some brushing up on technique, we are here for you. When you begin lessons with us, our teachers take the time to understand what kind of learner you are and how we can help you further your knowledge, offering a variety of instruments including piano, guitar, voice, violin, and more. We are here and ready to get started with you.
The economy is getting stronger, banks are lending again, and interest rates are at historic lows. Now is a great time to buy your dream home. The caring and knowledgeable professionals at Homes for You have been helping people just like you for over 20 years. They take the time to listen to what you want and will help you find just the right home in Washington or Idaho. Real estate is what we do at Homes for You, 928-5782, or visit online at homes4uspokane.com. Think of North Idaho Events as your business development advisor. We produce events of all kinds: trade shows, themed expos, fundraisers, corporate workshops, and more. We will discover the most appropriate event that your company can most opportunistically shine. We provide the platform to feature local businesses in front of a high quantity of their ideal customer. Share your story with April Howard over a cup of coffee so she can most appropriately guide you and your business into new heights and create a most mutually beneficial relationship.
Here is Tyson West, and he's with a program called Team Challenge, and yes, it's a great program. You know, I know about it. You've been in before in our program, I think a year or two ago, and to talk about it. And I talk to people like Bonnie Quinn and the others who just love what you're doing because you're having results. And that's, you know, we talk about some of the issues in our Spokane and so forth, but it's so nice to talk to somebody whose organization has results. And you told me something before we went on the air here, and that is you're a graduate
of
the program.
Yes.
So tell me about you and why you got involved.
Well, I came in 8 years ago. My family helped me get into the program.
Okay.
And I was struggling with life-controlling issues, drugs and alcohol, heroin and meth. I didn't always start out that way. I started out growing up in the town of Palouse, playing sports and on the honor roll and working.
Oh, wow.
And I started drinking in high school, and then it just progressed for the next 20 years. It got to the point where I was living on the streets of Spokane. I was eating out of garbage cans, became a thief, you know, really homeless and without hope. And so my family helped me get into the program of Adult and Teen Challenge.
Good. Now, when you say your family, who was it?
It was my father.
Okay.
Actually, my father.
He stepped up to say.
He did.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, he did.
How did you respond to that? Because that's gotta be difficult for him to do, number one. But number two, difficult for you to hear the truth in some ways, right?
Well, it got to the point where I tried multiple programs. Adult and Teen Challenge was number 14 for me. So I've been in multiple treatment programs, detox centers, inpatient, outpatient programs. And so when I reached out to my father, I was ready.
Okay.
I was done. Okay. I was wore out. I was fatigued. I was lonely. It was time for a change.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So how did it change your life? Because you're now the executive director.
I
mean, talk about a change from being on the streets and hopeless in a lot of ways, right?
Absolutely.
To what you are now, and you're a living example to the folks that you're treating and working with, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it's night and day. Never in a million years when I was eating out of garbage cans did I think that I would be executive director of Adult and Teen Challenge. And really, we are a faith-based residential recovery program. We're a year long. It's a long-term program.
Okay.
And I like to say that we're a transformational program. People come in one way, and then through their relationship with God, they come out transformed.
How do you know that they're successful? Because I'm sure there are a few cases that fall through the cracks.
There are.
Yeah. I mean, welcome to life.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So we have currently 33 guys in the program.
Okay. And now, do they live at your place?
It's a residential program.
Oh, residential.
So they're under our care for an entire year.
Wow. Okay.
And as they're there.
And that's really what it takes, doesn't it?
It takes
that 24/7 to really help them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they need the support. They need the encouragement.
Right.
They need the guidelines. They need the accountability.
Right.
And we keep in contact with our guys that complete. They're with us for a year, so we're going to develop a relationship with them. There's a spirit of unity on our campus. We're a family.
Right.
It's kind of a brotherhood.
Yeah.
And so so I follow up. We follow up with guys on Facebook, and sadly, guys they fall back into temptation. And you know, they disappear off Facebook, or we're no longer in contact. And sometimes they need to reach out to us, and we have a restoration portion of our program. You need help, come back in. Let's get you restored and get you back out to where you need to be.
How are you funded?
We're nonprofit.
Okay.
And so part of our program, we have vocational training. So our guys are working 4 days a week. And
so they're out in the community?
They're out in the community.
Good,
So they're working, and that helps support about half of the cost of the program.
Okay.
So what's good about that is that guys aren't, they're not depending on their family, they're not depending on state insurance, they're actually supporting their own program. So that's about 50%. The other half would be fundraising.
Okay.
And so we have monthly donors that support us, we have different events.
So no government funding?
We have no government funding.
Okay. Correct. So speaking of fundraising, because I've been there as a former nonprofit executive and all that. We live and die by that, right?
Absolutely.
You have something coming up this week.
We do. Friday, we have our Hope Gala. It's our third annual Hope Gala.
Okay.
And it's going to be held at the ballroom of the convention center.
Okay.
It's going to be an amazing time. We're looking at upwards to 500 guests.
Wow. Okay.
There's going to be stories of hope. There's going to be testimonies from alumni, from families of alumni, testimonies from current students. There's going to be a silent.
That's got to be powerful.
It is. It's very powerful. Yeah. It's good to really just to get that visual of what a person went through, and then to see them, you know, with your own eyes, just to see the countenance change and to hear just what they're doing.
Right.
Yep.
Well, thank you. This is great. How can people get tickets?
So if you like tickets, you can do it online.
Okay.
It's
like everything else.
You can
today.
Do it online. Yeah. Spokane-gala.tcpnw.com.
Okay.
Give our campus a call.
Right.
509-244-5610. And ask for me. I'd love to get you a seat.
Great. All right. Thank you. And thank you for what you do.
Awesome. Thank
because
you
this
much,
is
Ken.
Important for our community.
Thank
we
you.
All
Appreciate
talk
that.
About the solutions, and you've got one.
Well, there's hope.
Yes.
There is hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on The Pulse of Spokane.
Produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksMedia.com, which is solely responsible for its content. The Pulse of Spokane is brought to you in part by Homes for You, Well-Dressed Walrus, and Spokane Firefighters Local 29. Ask the host a question, recommend a guest, or hear this program again on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or SpokaneTalksMedia.com.